Hello and welcome back to the No Quitters podcast, the best MTV The Challenge podcast in the universe. I am your host, Clem, and I am joined, as always, by my alliance, Connor.
What up? And
we have yet another, after Connor's soliloquy last week, we had to add another person into the alliance now to really throw things off a bit. So we got our boy, Bobby Riggs from Barstool. He does college basketball, diehard challenge fan. I mean, we've had discussions off air, you know, G-Chat and stuff. Big fan of the challenge. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Thanks. Now you're just saying I'm an alliance as if I'm not going to come in here like Amanda and just break up the two of you right away.
God, I hope not.
Connor's got a little Camilla in him.
Trust me. I don't think we want to mix a lot of beers with a little bit of me being angry. That's never fun.
So, I mean, yeah, we guys just touched on it there. So we'll start with Camilla. So, excuse me, I think it was last episode, right, where Camilla didn't fight. And we were like, wow, she's growing up right in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can't even call her Hurricane Camilla because that's Nani. Or that's Naya.
Zombie Camilla. It's always Zombie Camilla.
Yeah, she's a white walker. She's just out of her mind crazy.
So you're going to die.
We had Crazy Camilla come out of her shell, which was nice. I think we had some margaritas flowing, it looked like. We had some, obviously, giant glasses of wine. So we had Nicole and Nani taking on Camilla. I had a few analogies being tweeted at me, like Yankees, Red Sox. It was a powder keg. I thought it was more Pacquiao Mayweather, where it was something we've been waiting for a long time. And it wasn't quite what we wanted. It was more of a defensive fight than anything, you know? But, I mean, we got to see it at least, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've been on the show long enough now to know that they can't actually throw punches just because they don't want to go home. And also, it takes a special kind of crazy as a female, I think, to actually throw hands, right? Don't you think? Like, it's not as common for girls to just out of nowhere throw a punch the way it would be for a guy if he got pushed to the edge. So, yeah, I think Pacquiao Mayweather is a great analogy because, yeah, we hyped it up probably in our heads more than what it ever was going to be.
Yeah, they're like female dogs or female like lionesses where they just wanted to mark their territory. They wanted to be like the queen of the party. It was, no, you know, Camilla has the seniority over Nani, although Nani's, this is probably what, like her fifth challenge or so by now?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But, you know, Camilla still kind of has that seniority over her. So it was like you said, it was just kind of like the barking at each other, kind of the holding me back. Now, they kind of went at it a little bit, but it wasn't the full-on, like you said. Like you said, Mayweather-Pacquiao is a good comparison where they threw a couple jabs, but they weren't going for the kill shot.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, though, I think that argument happens on the street outside of the challenge. Camilla is that special type of crazy, and she will throw hands, whereas Nicole, 1,000,000%, is the type that will just continue to run her mouth, tell you how, oh, I'll beat your ass, and then never actually act on any of that. So I would, if we could get this put on an undercard somewhere, maybe the next big Vegas fight, I would pay money on for the pay-per-view.
Yeah, just to show how much of a disappointment the fight was, is that we're taping this right now. It's like 11:20. There's an after show going on talking about the fight, and I couldn't care less about it right now. Like, if something crazy comes on, I guess we could have an emergency podcast tomorrow and talk about if something gets leaked or an actual fight broke out. But I'm pretty sure just nothing happened, and it was just a lot of, like, head nodding and, like, clapping in each other's face and stuff like that.
They weren't even saying words. They weren't even speaking not just the English language. I don't think they were speaking any language.
Now, I tweeted this out. All three of us and any other guy that has been in a social situation has had the same conversation that Tony and Bananas had leading up to that fight of, okay, something's brewing. You can tell, and you can just point them out right away. Like, she's going after her. Like, it's going to be a remark about her shoes, about her outfit, something that just triggers it. we've all been there. I was sitting there going like, I know that conversation. We all know that conversation.
We know that conversation, and we're like normal people, right? So imagine being in a challenge house all the years that like Bananas has been there. Like there's probably a smell that he can smell now. He's like, yeah. Smells like a girl fight's about to brew. Like I could smell the estrogen like in the air right now, and shit's about to go down. It's like smelling a dog in heat or something.
The picture of Bananas, Vince, Tony, and Riley was. I want to frame that picture.
Yeah, let me see if I can get the. I had someone tweeted to me, Jeff Smilly, Louisiana Jeff. That picture, it looks like an oil painting. I don't even know, like if he did that oil paint. It's on the No Quitters Pod Twitter account. I don't know if he like made that painting really quickly and he's good, or it just came out perfectly. But it's incredible. I mean that painting is like a Norman Rockwell. Like we've like you said, Bobby. We've all been there before. Like everyone's been there. Like, oh, shit's about to go down with these two crazy Spanish or Portuguese women. Mm. Now,
speaking of Nicole, I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Clem. But speaking of Nicole, the first thing I said at the opening of the show, I was looking at my phone, and then I looked up the TV, and I was like, "Who the fuck is that? Did we get another new person in the house? Because Nicole unveiled a face we have not yet seen before. Impressive. I didn't know she had that face." But she pulled it out and showed us a very new face. And I counted for the episode 7 total faces.
That was a 7 face count episode. Okay. That was like tonight's face was morning, like business casual, where there was like a little bit of makeup on, but it wasn't like straight wake up because we've seen that before where she looks like she's not even the same person. But it wasn't like I can go out right now. It's like, I could go to like the mailbox to get the mail. I want to look good enough in case anyone's in the street when I go get the mail. So
it's honor of like working during Memorial Day weekend, like getting ready for Memorial Day weekend. It's going into work tomorrow or Friday.
Yes. Great. Cool. I would love to hear your guys' opinions on this. So Nani's been around for, you know, a good while now. And Camilla's obviously been around for a while as well. If there was a fight, who would you be rooting for? So we'll start with you, Connor.
Now, wait, rooting for or who do I think is going to win?
Rooting for, I mean, both. Give me both, but I want to know who you're rooting for.
Wow, that is a very tough question, Clem. One of that I'm not prepared to answer, Bobby, but I will give you an answer. I'll give you an answer.
Okay.
I think I'd want to see Nani win just because I guess if you put a gun to my head, I guess I like her better than I like Camilla for really no reason, I don't think. But I think Camilla would win. Because, as I stated before, both of them have the crazy in them to start irrational fights out of thin air. Camilla has that extra ounce of crazy to finish it.
Bobby. Yeah, I think I'm going to have the same thought. Instantly, I think Camilla's going to win. You know, we saw what she's capable of in, what was it, Battle of the Exes, the last one? Or so, you know, we know what she's capable of. She's going to throw the first punch. And in a girl fight, that's all that matters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nani, yeah, you're only going to get one in.
Right. Nani will be smiling the whole time as she, like, talks shit to her.
And not for nothing, Camilla's got a little more junk in the trunk. And we all know a good punch, hips, and the legs. So I think she packs more of a punch than Nani does.
Now, I would probably, again, agree that I would root for Nani. Because for whatever reason, I associate Nani with Leroy. And I can't cheer against Leroy.
Because they were in the same season, right? In Vegas together. I think that's probably why, right? Am I right on that?
I think so. Yeah. I think that's it. Yeah.
Because it was Vegas because she was with Adam, right? And Adam was, and then Johnny was there. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why Leroy stayed out. And now he's
he's banging Britney Spears groupies. I'm gonna change one of them. I would root for Camilla. Because I associate Camilla as, like, I tweeted this earlier. Like, a lot of people forget, like, Camilla just showed up one day. I think she showed up. It was Fresh Meat was the first challenge she was on. But it was really, she was on the MTV Spring Break, thing. I've never even, I don't think it was even on TV. I think they just really liked Camilla, and they couldn't figure out a way to get her in the challenge.
I remember watching that, Clem. I think we were in college, and she did one really quick challenge. It was maybe 10 minutes long, if that. And then next thing you know, she's on the next challenge show, the Fresh Meat one, as a Fresh Meat. But yes, I do remember that Spring Break episode.
I'm gonna go a little off the rails here and come up with a little bit of a theory. I feel like Camilla was probably on spring break. MTV was taping. She probably like was like in a jail. She probably killed somebody. And MTV,
I don't know.
Like,
she does have two bachelor's degrees.
She does have two bachelor's degrees. That's true. I feel like she probably like might have killed someone on spring break. And MTV's like, listen, we're gonna bail you out, but you have to basically be like our like warrior. Like she did. She was Tupac and MTV was Suge Knight and bailed her out of jail and basically just like weaponized Camilla for the challenge. And like, it's been, you know, nothing but great memories ever since. Just crazy Camilla screaming, jumping in the pool, all that kind of stuff. And I think, yeah, I think she absolutely, I think she's killed in the past. I think she could kill now. Camilla, I think I've made this comparison in the past, is Blanca. She's from Brazil. She's crazy. And I mean, she will go to any lengths to win a fight.
Absolutely.
So she'll side use electricity. Note. She'll use the ball. She'll use the bite. Anything.
Is MTV Spring Break still a thing?
I don't think so.
Like, I bet, like, I'd imagine, like, these, or maybe they don't go on Spring Break anymore. I don't know. We'll have to ask somebody if we can get somebody as a guest. But, I mean, you guys remember, like, coming home from school or whatever, and this time of year, a little, you know, a few weeks ago, MTV Spring Break was happening.
Oh, yeah. I mean, your hormones are going crazy.
Yeah.
You're in your house and you're watching, you know, 21-year-old girls lather themselves up in honey and throw feathers on themselves. Like, that's that, like, one of the top 10 moments of my life.
I've taken my pants off watching them change behind the curtains into the other swimsuits.
First step and no quitters. Bobby's just not pulling any punches. Just letting it all fly out there. Okay. Good to know. Good to know. I like that.
Keeps it real. I appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely.
But I that is a good question. I feel like if they even did, like, first it was like, oh, they don't play videos anymore on MTV, and now it's like they don't play Spring Break anymore on MTV. Like, there's like, we're losing all of our favorites. No Rock and Jock, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But I mean, I'd be 100% in for it. I actually was gonna blog taking us into the weekend of the honey girl. You guys remember who I'm talking about, right?
Of course.
The girl who lathered herself. Because once they brought Jerry Springer on the spring break, that's when like the gasoline hit the fire. Yeah. That's, and I think that was like when MTV's like, oh shit, we might have gone like a bridge too far here, you know?
Imagine them with today's kids too. There's no way they have that show.
Yeah, savagery just going on. Oh my god. So let's just go back to the fight here real quick. Camilla versus Nani. My wife was trying to explain it to me because, Bobby, we were talking about this. Like, when there's like drama, I love drama. I love when the drama's in the house. I've always loved it more than anything else on the challenge. But like, I now with Twitter and just like, obviously I'm on our Twitter and I'm doing stuff, I like zone out. What exactly, there was like a rumor being floated, and like, did Kellyanne even start it, or is this just like a game of telephone that just went awry? Connor, I feel like you probably like had the timeline lined up.
I think it's the telephone went awry. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah, no, that's all it was. Someone misconstrued what Kellyanne had said. She was just relaying a message that got misconstrued. And as we know from Nani and Nicole from last season, they will sniff out the drama, even if it doesn't involve them. They will involve themselves. And just because they heard their name, didn't even matter the context, they heard their name being thrown around. So that just, you know, threw the match on the gasoline, and it was on from there. And then, surprisingly, Nani was able to take a step back, take a breath, and actually get the story from Kellyanne. She took a beat, and she was like, oh, so this is actually nothing at all. And went and smoothed things over with Camilla. So I don't even know what the challenge is becoming, that they're resolving issues and being rational. What world are we living in? I don't know.
I have a question, though. She – you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
She found Camilla – like, was Camilla in, like, a group shower when she was crying?
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Because I thought it was like a baseball manager getting kicked out of the game. She just went down to the showers, and then that's where she was found.
You cool off.
Dude, I was so confused. Like, again, I'm like in and out of Twitter. So I look up, and I'm like, wait, are they at the bar or at the house? And my wife's like, no, they like brought a DJ and like a dance floor to the house. And I guess that's like the smart thing to do now. You can't have these idiots out in public with actual real people, especially in a place like Mexico where they're just going to get into fights with people or get thrown in like a Mexican jail or hospital. So I had no idea what the hell was going on. And then, yeah, that group shower, it was – this house. And do you realize that, like, there's like the haves and the have nots in the South. Either you're in a room where you have like your own bed and like 1,000 square feet, or you're in like the dungeon.
Or you're
like,
Tony, you're Tony and those other women.
Yeah, the rooster in the hen house, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about, I think we talked about it in the very first episode of this season. It's like the Titanic.
Yeah, yes, yes.
You got the first class and then you have steerage.
But Connor, like you were saying though, this show, A, we have like resolution and stuff. It's basically like, I think they weren't happy with the way the real world is. So they're like, let's just make the challenge the real world. We didn't have our challenge until like 40 minutes into the episode. There was no way with commercials and everything we were going to get it done. No eliminations for like the millionth time.
I have a theory about the eliminations.
Let's hear it.
There's going to be a rash of people getting kicked off. Like in the... Not next episode. They kind of tease it for next episode. It's going to start like 2 episodes from now because we still have the clip from the coming on the season where TJ kicks someone out of the house when they're still all sitting inside the house.
That's right. Yep, yep.
So there's one team gone. You got somebody next week that seems to be getting – someone leaves next week. I think I'm going to guess because of injury because they're not bringing another team on for no reason.
So your theory is that they're editing it because of the fact that
there's not going to be enough eliminations to make up for the teams that leave because of someone like Brandon.
Listen, that's fine with me. I've said for a while now, you know, and we see now, like, what do we sit around? What do we talk about? We talk about the drama that happens in the house. We talk about the stupid fights and the ridiculousness. Very little do we talk about the actual physical challenge because it's pretty cut and dry. You're either able to do it or you're not. The drama and the best parts of this show are what happened in the house. And I saw some people chirping on Twitter like, what the heck, MTV? I thought this was the challenge. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure all of us have said for a while now that we enjoy more of the drama type stuff. So I really didn't have a problem with them waiting so long into the episode and showing us well into 3, 4, 5 in the morning of what was going on in the house. Cause that's the stuff I pay to see.
Yeah. No. I mean, people don't care about the challenge as much, but I always remember what happens in, you know, the jungle or, you know, Exodus, whatever you want to call that final elimination.
No, like
that's where we got the bananas backpack.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so for me, yeah, the challenge is kind of whatever, but it's all the drama of who's getting sent in that I remember more, which again kind of does play into the house drama, but you need that. Okay, who are we backstabbing here?
Yeah, and the problem. See, I'm with you guys on all that. Again, and I do zone out more when there's actually I zone out even more when the challenges are on and they're on scaffolding for like the 10th time in a row. That's the problem. Is they just need to do the challenges. Fuck an inanimate object or kind of fuck. Like last time, no one was looking at their phone when Jenna was riding back and forth on a soapy bar, right? Like, that's
nope.
How you get people to watch. You put, like, some ads on the bottom line, then people are watching, you have ads showing. Like, that's how you push numbers, MTV. You don't do it by, are you, like, and that was the problem with tonight's drama. It was Are You the One drama, a lot of it. So, like, none of us give a shit about the Are You the One drama. So anyone who had a problem with it was probably, like, I don't even, like, honestly, when Brandon called his girlfriend, I said, I'm like, who is Brandon? I honestly forgot who he was at that point. And that's the problem. And then.
Well, I mean, it's been happening. It's happened now in multiple real world seasons, and it's happening in the challenge a little bit. It's become very meta where that fourth wall is being broken. And the entire fight that later on in the evening was they were talking about which show is better. Are You the One versus Real World? And I found that to be interesting just because I enjoy that fourth wall being broken whenever it happens.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then I was even saying how, like, it occurred to me when they were fighting. Number one, I thought it was funny that Tony was justifying Real World almost as if it was a job because you make money, whereas Are You the One is a vacation. Really just trying to justify his existence, in essence. And that was his whole argument of why Real World was better than Are You the One.
Well, Tony lost money going on Real World considering he had a baby out of it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, so it's kind of, you know, it's funny that he thinks that way because absolutely right. But what I thought was funny when I was listening to them argue it occurred to me that these Are You the One kids are kind of like a microcosm for their generation as a whole, because when they were fighting, the Are You the One people were talking and using language a certain way versus like Camilla and the older people who were using a different type of language. Kind of like when the three of us will say things ironically, we'll tweet things, we'll tweet words, we'll say like something's like, oh, it's lit, but we don't actually talk like that in real life with our friends.
Right.
Whereas we can't relate to these kids and have discussions with them because they're of a completely different generation. So I just thought that was a little interesting, or maybe not interesting at all, and I'm the only one who noticed that. I don't know.
For me, like, Are You the One, and to correlate it with like college basketball, Are You the One is like Gonzaga. They want to be, or like now, like the American Conference. So, you know, like UConn, Cincinnati, they want to be in the big leagues. They want to go to the Big 12, but they're stuck in the American with Central Florida. You know, Central Florida is Brandon, where the Big 12 is bananas.
Yep.
So it's they kind of have that jealousy of, well, we know we're not going to get FaceTime. We have to do something to get camera time.
They have a chip on their shoulder for sure.
Right, and I think that's where a lot of the drama is coming from, where, hey, we can create our own drama, so now it can be Are You the One versus The Challenge, which I think will be a show, like the next, you know, not the next challenge, but, you know, maybe two challenges from now will be, you know, The Challenge, Real World versus Are You the One.
That's basically going to be like you could throw almost anyone from The Challenge that I've ever hated. Like, you could throw,
Jessica.
Jessica. Jessica hates us. We hate Jessica.
Can we address that real quick?
We'll get back to it at the end, because I don't even know what happened there. But Jessica, like, anyone who's just people have hate, Tanya, you throw them together against Are You the One, it's like, what's the Suicide Squad? Is that the name? Like, it's like all the villains that we've all hated our whole lives and rooted against. Against Are You the One, it's like, you know what? I'm going to root for the Challenge people that I hate, because they're like the lesser of two evils than the Are You the One crew. And Tony, I don't know how Are You the One worked. Again, I've never watched it.
I watched the first season.
Could Tony like have banged everyone in the house in Are You the One? Because I feel like he would have, and he would have loved Are You the One if he was on it.
Yeah, he would have gotten – Tony would have been Tony still. Like, he would have had sex with probably seven of the girls. He would have gotten fights because he would have fell in love with one of them. And they would have gotten the matching thing, and it would have been a no match. But Tony wouldn't have believed it because he's smarter than science. And, you know, then he would have fought somebody in the group, because the whole premise is, if I think there's 10 couples, essentially, you know, 20 people, 10 females, 10 males. And if they all find their match, they win a share of, I don't know, $200,000, $300,000, whatever it is. So they all walk away with money, but you have to find the match. The whole drama is always people fall, you know, people like someone who they're not the match with, and then the whole thing. Tony would have fallen into that group.
And then they come on to our challenge and ruin it.
Exactly.
By being themselves. So
I almost just fell asleep during that explanation, not because of how you were explaining it, Bobby, but because it just sounded boring as shit.
I will say the first season honestly wasn't terrible. Like, it was a good, like, if it was on, I think I told you this before, Clem on G-Chat. If it's on, like, now, where there's minimal stuff on TV, a lot of the seasons are ending, it's good filler TV on like a Tuesday night.
Yeah, some whoever, like the people who say, like, if it was called Real World, you know, Paradise Island or something, and they branded it right, I might have given it a shot. But now it's like, now I have to hold the flag of fuck Are You the One. the preview, I think, is that the Are You the One? We were talking about it last week.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it, but it's out there. So anyway, we have Camilla versus Amanda later in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, this is something I'm like coming to grips with, guys. I think I like Amanda. And she's an Are You the One person. I don't like her like I enjoy her on screen. I like that she at least offers some spunk in the house. You know what I mean?
I could go along with that, and I will admit that I have felt the same thing too. As unfounded as her confidence is, I appreciate her speaking up, I guess, and just not being allowed to be bullied. I think we've seen in past challenge seasons, the rookies will always just somewhat be timid and try to play a quieter role because like, oh, we got to establish ourselves first, where she's going the complete opposite route and has just decided, I'm going to come in here and be as loud as I can because I think I'm the shit and I don't care who anyone else is. So, I mean, if she continues to do that but proves herself, I'll have a hard time completely hating her. But we'll have to wait and see how it plays out.
Yeah, she definitely comes in with that new attitude, I guess is the way to put it, to where she provides at least TV where she's on. I'm putting down the phone and watching because it's gonna trigger something. There's gonna be a fight. She's gonna get ready to plan something. Now we've seen her compete what once, and it was last week in that. So who knows if they're even good? I don't even remember her partner's name, but he's never even on TV anymore.
Oh shit! I forgot she had a partner.
Yeah, exactly.
Nelson, is that his name? He has some.
Yeah, I think
like
that's
a different
it.
Name.
I mean, Amanda's my biggest problem with Amanda, and this is probably very myopic of me, but the fact that she's just younger, I can't take people that much younger than me very serious before you really completely prove yourself that I should have to listen to what you have to say just because of the fact that I'm older than you. So I automatically know better than you.
Well, that's the other thing too, is like these are the one people are all like the youngest in the house and forgot for old assholes like us that talk about it and are in our 30s and whatever. Like it is kind of like a wake up call. And that probably has a little bit to do with the hate, not a lot, but a little bit to do with the hate for sure.
Yeah. They're like a decade younger than us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I brought up this name last week with Ashley, or maybe 2 weeks ago, I don't remember. But I'm gonna steer it here. I think Amanda's a sexier Katie Doyle. I think she has that kind of spunk in her, because Katie would just fight people, smoke butts, and not give a shit. And Amanda has that kind of spunk, and she's definitely sexier than Katie. And she has freckles, which kind of helps that too. What is it? Freckle fuck? You're a freckle fuck?
Freckle face motherfucker, she
That's
called.
That's it.
That was great. We got into a degree fight, which was always fun. 2 degrees to zero. Which shout out to the Stoolie who tweeted me, Brendan Nash. Camilla having 2 degrees is like Camilla having 2 bachelor degrees is like having 2 quarterbacks. If you have 2 degrees, you don't have a bachelor's degree.
Yeah. I need to know what they're in.
Yeah,
I need to know what school they're from.
Right.
Like,
not, like did she get, you know, did she get history and teaching, so it actually, like, you know, makes sense? Or did she just say, give me communications and give me science, you know, a science degree, whatever, biology, just because why not?
You're going to get so ripped apart tomorrow when all these people with science degrees are like, what are you talking about? That makes me smart. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I know.
Ripped apart. What else is new, though?
Oh, man. But, I mean, it was great. It was great to at least have Camilla, you know, throwing haymakers out there, at least proverbial. Someone compared it to Tony Soprano going in and fighting. You remember when he's like he's getting over the coma and he just fights the big dude in the thing? So it was good to see that come out. Going back to Are You the One, Bitches, Nate and Nicole, our boy JJ.
Oh.
I think Woo! JJ was out doing a SiriusXM interview. Shout out Jack. Promoting himself a little bit, a little WWE talk. And I tweeted, I said, dude, don't watch tonight. I mean, she's in love with a sewer rat. And I mean, he has the little dirt stash. He's a little he's a crybaby. I mean, what else do I have to say? I'm so disappointed in Nicole. And this is the messed up thing. When I first saw Nicole, I'm pretty sure we could all agree. When you first saw Nicole, you figured she was someone who probably loved meatheads, right?
And yeah, dated Aaron Hernandez. It's like what I pictured.
Exactly. And instead, like, her type is Nate, which just throws me completely off. Now, I'm someone who, like, wears 8 different faces. There's something a little off there. But, I mean, what were your – Bobby, what did you think about that whole Nate thing?
I mean, I'm – and I'll get into – well, I had her primed as my LVP until something else happened later on. But you can't – even if it's a prank, you know, I think the Ball is Orange said, you know, this is a prank. This smells like a prank. Even if it's a prank, you can't kiss Nate. You can't accept a date from Nate. It's Nate. Like, it's just – was she that drunk? That's my – what was her level of intoxication here?
Because he has to have a huge hammer, or I mean, that can't even be it, though. I don't
right, like he's not attractive. He's He wimped out. He's the only one to wimp out on the first, you know, jumping out of the plane. He's not winning the two or three challenges we've had. He's not winning them. So it's not like, okay, I'm gonna cuddle up next to him and side with him to get ride the coattails to the finals.
Do girls like criers? Is there any chance that girls like criers? Like, I didn't have any friends that cry, but could girls like criers?
Like the play the oh he's sensitive route?
Yeah.
God, I hope not.
Because he cried twice in like the first three episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, girls, if you have a thing for criers, tweet at No Quitters Pod. Let us know if you do, if you've ever, you know, if a crier has ever gotten into your bed because of his tears and stuff like that. And be honest, obviously, I just don't know how to figure out Nate's game. But I mean, he's in bed with JJ's future wife, you know, at least his goal of a future wife. So,
and it was quick. You know, I mean, he asked her out on a date, and then you see him canoodling in the party. And then he has his interview where he says, all I care about is that Nicole's happy tonight and having a good time. Bro, shut the fuck
noodling.
Up.
Noodling, that's a great word. We don't use that word enough.
Agreed.
And also, you know what I need to know from ladies? I've said it multiple times. I can't take people serious. I can't take guys serious and think anything of them in a positive light if they wear earrings in both ears. I don't even think earrings in one ear is acceptable. Some guys can pull it off. I think that's a very small collection of men who can actually pull off wearing an earring, but certainly not two ears. And then also,
I had earrings for a couple of years.
I was going to say, I bet Bobby had at least one ear. He's a lefty. Oh, of course. Lefty people are a little off.
Yep.
I had, are you kidding me? Catholic high school, I went studs the first week in college.
Bobby, please tweet out the picture tomorrow of those ridiculous shorts that you had. That went down to your ankles. The world needs to see that picture again.
That is, I mean, the shorts are just part of that picture, but yeah, that's.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in that picture that you need to bring it back out. You need to tweet that picture every so often just to keep yourself humble. But one other thing on Nate. Now, I don't have any friends who do this, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say neither of you know anyone who does this either. But I'd imagine Nate is what it looks like if you do meth.
Yeah. He's like a healthy meth head, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
He like manages his addiction. I'm telling you, man, like I made a joke about Ashley's arm going numb, and I'm like, usually she is the one who wants to make her body go numb. Like, I feel like there's all kind of drugs going on in this house. Different people use different kind of drugs. So I wouldn't be shocked if you told me Nate does meth. We're not saying he does it or not. We're not implying that at all. But that is a good observation. And like Nicole definitely hangs out with people who have or are using meth, like right now as we're recording this.
Oh, absolutely.
11:45 on a Wednesday in Miami, wherever she is, like there's shit going down right now.
It's just getting started.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to the guy who is the viceroy for Barstool FAU. Mm-hmm. He and I chat from time to time about the challenge in the real world. And I'm pretty sure he found her in that strip club is in Clearwater, actually. But extremely accurate, Clem, that the crowd you get in a strip club on a Wednesday night is more than likely your drug and meth crowd. So she probably just feels at home with her people.
I can't wait for the first like tweet or like Snapchat we get of someone who's at the club that Nicole's probably stripping at now. I think Nicole might have got her boobs. I think I saw a picture of her recently. Did she get her boobs?
Well, hey, No Quitters listeners. We need to figure this out. Somebody in Clearwater, please step up. Get this information for us.
I don't know if I want to know. That would be a spoiler to the season because she got boobs and she won.
Yeah, but we all know that's the thing that we all know that didn't happen. Like maybe Nani won and gave her the money, but like fucking Dario couldn't even hold on the goddamn scaffolding for like 5 seconds.
Plus, she probably works at one of those clubs where if you stick around a year, the owner gets you boobs.
Probably. Yes. Oh, definitely.
Probably.
And he's like, come on, I want you to stop working the bar. I want you to start stripping. And she's like, I'm not confident in my body. Like, it's tale as old as time right there. We've heard it
absolutely
a million times.
Absolutely.
All right.
So, we've all been, you know, attempted to be seduced by a girl who's gone through that.
So we get to the, I mean, I don't know if you want to call it the highlight episode, the lowlight of the episode, But we get Brandon, who, again, I forgot was even on the show, quits, talks on the phone with his girlfriend, who I tweeted out. Someone tweeted a picture. I retweeted it. Smoke. Hot chick. But, like, why are you coming on this show to begin with if that girl is that high you don't want to leave her? It's the saddest move I've ever seen.
Especially because they've probably been there for, what, like 2 weeks?
Yeah.
At this point?
I mean, at most, you're there probably, I don't know, a month, month and a half, tops.
Yeah.
You can't be away from your significant other for that long. Not to mention, I don't know, what is he, 22 probably? No relationship at the age of 22 is that important, in my opinion.
Nope.
To where you can quit a show. And then, just like our boy TJ pointed out, like, he's quitting on himself, but more importantly, he's quitting on his partner. And that's messed up.
Yeah, TJ was pissed because he's like, that's life-changing money you just turned down. You're on Are You the One. Basically, your career you can get from being on Are You the One is you either get on the challenge and, like, you basically hit the lottery that they took that stupid-ass show and have just woven it into the challenge. And you can either stay and just try to make yourself a character, like I think Amanda's trying to do and other people. Or you could bitch out, get yelled at by your partner who's wearing a neck pillow the entire time, which was, like, the most emasculating thing I've ever seen. His partner, I mean, I haven't, like, really seen her that much, but her one picture, she has awesome boobs. We'll get into the boob debate in a bit, Connor.
Thank you.
But, like, that was the most emasculating thing I saw until TJ just came out. I said they should give him an antique gun, like an old duel. And once you quit, he fucking gets one shot at you right in the chest. You go home in a wooden box. And the production value of this show just quadrupled because I'm about to play the soundbite of the night right
here. Wow.
I hope it, tell me if you guys can hear it.
Come take care. I'll see you later.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
One more time. Don't take care. Hope to see you never. Before that, he says, all right, enough hugs, because they were giving out too much hugs.
And that's what I was going to say. That was the undervalued line was TJ going, all right, that's enough with the hugs.
The coolest guy, nicest guy in the universe. I mean, when we say that, we're not just like just kidding around about it. Like, when we talked to him, the guy was the nicest, most down-to-earth person you would ever meet. And to have him, to disappoint him and then anger him, and I think we can all agree that was like a sub tweet or whatever you want to call it, talking about quitters. You know, he said the word quitter a bunch of times. I feel like that was a little shout out to us, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, if we were ever going to make a t-shirt, don't take care, hope to see you never, that's a great t-shirt.
Oh man. You know, people have been asking for t-shirts for a while, and I think we're going to have to, you know, float that one up the chain and see how far it gets before, you know, we got Hodor in the store now. I mean, what's wrong with a little TJ? I mean, that,
yeah,
those are two goddamn staples to television.
I mean, TJ's out there wearing Barstool gear. It's only right, I think, that we get some TJ inspired t-shirts.
It was one of his better boots in recent memory. Like, there hasn't been a good kickoff in recent memory. And well, he was pent up.
TJ told us when we were speaking to him on the podcast, when he jumped on with us and we had a nice chat. One of the reasons, I'll remind everyone, and for those that didn't listen to our interview with TJ, one of the reasons he said he gets so pissed off at these kids when they quit is because they're one of, whatever, 25 people at the start of a show, and how many thousands and thousands of people would trade spots with them in a heartbeat, and they just piss it away and say, nah, I'm just going to go home. So his anger, I mean, aside from somebody just quitting, which is a shitty move to begin with, but I think his anger and general disdain for these people is extremely warranted.
Did you guys find it? I want to stay with the Brandon theme here, but get away from TJ for a second. After he got off the phone with his girlfriend, I was dying laughing. I want to see if you guys were too. Dario's face when he was talking to him about it.
When Brandon went up to Dario.
I mean, I remember hearing the conversation, but what about it specifically?
Just Dario just could not have looked less interested.
No, yeah, you're right.
He just had this blank stare, like, oh, you got to be shitting me. This guy again?
Dario, have to talk like protein. If you don't talk about protein with Dario, you're basically like talking about nothing.
It was one of those. I just found it hilarious because it's like, of all the people in the house, you go to like Dario would be last on my list if I'm having relationship problems or want to talk about a girl. Dario's last on the list.
Dario doesn't know what feelings are. That's not in his repertoire. Like Clem said, anything beyond protein and maybe just protein, because he doesn't look like he really works out. He looks like he just takes the protein. So, yeah, anything beyond that is beyond his comprehension.
Rough week for Brandon's, too. I mean, I won't spoil Game of Thrones, but our boy Brandon Stark fucked some shit up this week. And now Brandon from the challenge fucked shit up for his partner this week. Like, two. If you are, like, married to a Brandon or your best friend's a Brandon, like, head on a swivel. He's going to let you down at some point this week, more than likely, in, like, the worst possible way. One guy tweeted us saying he's like wants to change his name now. Somebody also said we should call him up and then hang up on him for the podcast, which I absolutely loved. And I feel like Jenna's old partner Jay gets absolutely shit on for quitting during the final, and hey, he deserves it. He at least made it through an entire challenge before quitting at the worst possible time, obviously, and not even eating, which is like a terrible thing too. This guy just quit. Like, he didn't even get like fists thrown at him or really like any like verbal daggers at him. And it's just TJ could have gone on for another 20 minutes. I would have been fine with it.
And it kept pissing me off. I kept talking about how he can't handle the drama. He wasn't in any of the drama.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we didn't know you were there.
I'm sure that house is absolutely positively toxic, but at the same point, like, yeah. And then, if they keep doing these quitter montages where it's just every single person being like, you're a pussy, I hate you, I hope to see you never, basically. Just every, like, I think they got every single person on the guy.
They were getting close.
That's how you get people to stop going on your challenge and quitting. So shout out to MTV for, like, that was one of the things you actually did right. And someone said TJ Pry came up with that idea. I wouldn't be shocked at all. Love that.
It's very much on brand for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Really not much to talk about with the challenge. More scaffolding hanging. Again, the one thing we do forget is that these are high heights and these people will be treated by Mexican doctors. Like, that would kind of scare you once you're, like, thinking about it all. But other than that, Ashley almost died. That was really – or she, like, fucked her arm or something.
Yeah, I was going to – Clem, I was going to say that was titty-popping height.
That's all I kept thinking about. Who has implants?
Oh, man, maybe that's what they're doing. Maybe, like, we need to pop an implant here. Because I have to believe the producers of these shows know that, like, we're not getting the 98-mile-per-hour fastball anymore. So they're like, we need to bring back a couple of favorites. If I can't bring back CT, I could bring back someone's implant exploding.
One thing I found funny, I don't know if you guys caught this, when Ashley fell in the water and then – Corey was about to fall and she didn't want to get landed on, and she was saying, I was trying to pedal, as opposed to like I was trying to swim. She's like, I was trying to pedal to get out of the way.
That's Ashley for you, man.
If I was Ashley, though, I'd be super pissed off at Corey, because she was like, let's just drop where the farthest that we can be, you know, no one's getting past us.
Yep.
And I forget who they showed earlier who just kind of pencil dropped into, you know, off of it, just kind of gave up. That's what – if I'm Ashley and you didn't listen to me and then I go and get my arm split open on a Mexican rock and then you almost fall on me, I'd be livid.
And they were cool too. They were happy at the end of it. I was shocked. I mean, that is an explosive couple too. And the fact that they were pretty cool with it at the end, I give them credit for. So I'm not going to let Corey grow on me just because he's related to Mitch. Even if it's by adoption, I don't give a shit. Like, I hate Mitch that much. But I got to give him credit. Ashley, you know, that's my girl. That's my crazy – that's my, like, potential future MVP of the show, hopefully. So and we didn't get a lot of Jenna FaceTime. We didn't get a lot of, like, our favorites FaceTime. But that's all right. That's just how these challenges go. I did want to bring it up because we talked about boobs real quick. Connor, I was saying how Brianna had the best boobs on the show. And you and our friend Lonnie said Kellyanne, right?
Yeah, Clem, we've seen them. We've been in the same room. We've been inches from them. She's got great boobs.
She does. She's also – this is the thing. I've loved – Kellyanne was my favorite Real World girl of all time at one point. Like, that's how much I loved her. She – I'm like 99% sure they're fake. I like to go towards the real –
Oh, no. There's no 1% – they're – you know,
I don't want to slander her. Yeah, they're fake.
100%.
I don't know if Brianna's are fake. They probably are. But, like, I always say, like, best boobs, I feel like has to be, like, the real boob. So that's where I'm coming from there. Is there anyone in the house better than Kellyanne?
I don't think so.
Bobby?
I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm going more towards Kellyanne. I'm trying to think, you know, if Nani or Nicole or Jenna can sneak in there. I don't think so.
Nah, they all nothing.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, overall, Kellyanne reached deep down, and she threw a fastball tonight overall with her look.
The sundress look.
Everything, yeah. Yeah. She was, you know, like an old pitcher who just had one good pitch left. She found it. And
she went
good tonight.
8 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, got the W, 9 Ks. Like, it was that kind of. And hashtag the guy who tweeted out Jellyanne, because that ass was moving tonight, man. It was incredible. She looked good. This is the thing, though. Like, when Kellyanne tries, she's great. She really is. It's like all it takes is just her trying. Because when she doesn't wear makeup, it kind of goes off the rails. Like, she literally just gave up on makeup halfway through last season. We talked about it on the podcast as soon as it happened. It's stark. That's how stark it is.
You know who might have been in the challenge, though, for best boobs is Avery, if she was still around.
Yeah. Avery is like, that's a manageable boob right there.
Yep.
And it's not, Avery. RIP, man. That like almost brought tears to my eyes thinking about Avery right there.
Wait, so let's just real quick, let's just, I just want to unpack something a little bit. So real boobs, fake boobs, big boobs, small boobs, like, where do you stand?
I'm not a huge boob guy. I'm more of a legs and ass guy.
Okay.
I don't like giant boobs. And I feel like the thing with boobs is you see them, like obviously like on a show or whatever. You could see boobs, you could think they're great, but there's a lot of things that can go wrong once the bra comes off that you can't really, you know? So that's why, like, I feel like I don't want to have buyer's remorse, so I'm like, you know what, let's stay, you know, aim small, miss small, legs and ass, you pretty much know what you're getting based on what you see. Obviously, that can change too. I'm a happy medium guy. That's how I've been. Nothing wrong with the small or the big, love them too, but I'm Avery's my girl for that reason, I think, you know?
Bobby?
I agree. I mean, like Clem said, I don't want the false advertisement. You know, I buy something, I want to know what I'm getting. But there is still, you know, we're all little kids at heart. Yeah. I still get excited the first time a shirt comes off.
Yeah, like absolutely. I mean, will you ever not get excited if there's a chance to see, like, boobs in a movie?
No, exactly. Like, I was going to say, like, when Sloane's topless picture came out, not just because it was Sloane, but it's just like, oh, topless picture. I can't miss out on this picture.
Yeah. I mean, bigger, small. I like them all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't discriminate real or fake, but I will say, Clem, kind of to what you were saying about what's going on when you take the shirt and the bra off, that's where I think obviously that the fakes have a little bit of an advantage because kind of what you see is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Even without that. So, but again, I don't discriminate. They're all wonderful to me.
Barry Bonds was great before he used steroids. He was great after he used steroids. Same exactly. thing with the boobs. They're great either way. Where are you going to get talk like that on any other MTV podcast? There's not a, I can't imagine there's any other challenge podcast talking about real or fake boobs. So I'm proud of that.
And then I kind of, well, and if you want to hear more boob talk, go over to Coming Up Roses where they talk about JoJo's boobs.
Yeah. I saw that on Twitter today. All right. And then on the next on, we then get another new team.
Woo! I wasn't expecting that.
Me either.
No.
Now, I appreciate that it was teased. It wasn't really promoted. We'll see what the next week has ahead. If they promote it heavily and it's another Are You the One team, I am going to be very upset. Do you guys think it's another Are You the One team?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, because based on their reactions, it seems like, all right, this is, you know...
somebody who has an established reputation.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if it's somebody from last year who... Because it's... We saw a clip. It's definitely a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, I'm sitting... And it's not big enough to be CT, so right away, it's not CT. But I'm trying to think if it's somebody who was on last year, you know, like a Mitch or someone like that who made their mark last year... or last season, who they brought back, or if it could be, it's definitely not an Are You the One guy. It's going to be somebody associated with the challenge.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah,
I'm racking my brain right now trying to go through the catalog of challenge competitors, and I'm not coming up with anybody who I think it could potentially be. Again, I have my wish list, but I don't think any of those would actually come true.
Yeah, even someone like Zach or Frank, you know, someone like that. It's not one of them. I can't figure out who it is.
Yeah, I've done the whole, like, I haven't done it this time, but I think we've all been to the point where we would, like, slowly go through, like, back when the challenge was humming, you would, like, slowly go through the next odds and try to figure out, like, who got into the fight or who got kicked off based on the previews.
Yeah.
I didn't do it with this one, and it's such a scrawny arm that I feel like there's really no one. I don't think.
Could it be Mitch?
It could be Mitch. That would be like one of the worst possible non-Aria the One people out there, right?
Well, I'm just saying because, you know, they finished, what, second, third last year?
Yeah.
Hey, you're back on. You know, all right,
consider this too. You got to have someone, and granted they can manufacture this, but you got to have someone who has a rivalry with someone else.
That's true.
And it has to be a girl that they have the rivalry with.
Yeah.
I literally just went back. I'm rewinding it as we speak. This is good radio. And guy has energy. He does like a pump. He's pretty skinny. You know who I'm going to go with here? This is a pure guess. Wow. I feel good about this. I'm going with Johnny. Is that his name? Leroy's boy? Roy Lee, the guy from Vegas that they remember?
Mikey.
I said Johnny early too. I meant Mikey. Mikey and Avery comes back, and everybody's happy.
Ooh,
he's hyped. He's a safe bet. Anyone who had, like, you can't hate Mike.
He's a
lame guy, but you can't hate him.
And he had a top three finish, I think. Yeah, him and Leroy had a top three finish.
They're rookie year.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm gonna go with that. And I'm looking. There's a girl in the background. She's tan. I'm seeing like an elbow. Like this is the kind. This is Zapruder filming this shit. And I mean that could definitely be Avery's arm.
I feel like bringing Avery back would make sense.
It would make this fan base very happy right now after what they did to us last time. So,
yeah.
Brendan Clancy tweeted out tonight, like, they keep these people in a place for like 2 weeks, probably to like decontaminate them before they send them back to America. So maybe like, Avery, stay here. Like, if someone else goes home, we'll get you back. And then, like, thank God. That would be the greatest swap ever. Brandon for Avery.
Yeah.
Greatest trade ever.
I'm into it.
So we're going to do MVP, LVP. Bobby, I appreciate you being ready, you know, talking about you already thinking about your MVP, LVP. So hit us with the MVP.
My MVP is Ashley. Fair. She, mainly because, A, she took the fall, a worse fall than Camilla, and just skated it off. She's hockey tough.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, she's still bringing in the lines, you know. Her one hitters are there. She calmed down. Who was it? Brianna, Bree, whoever it was, crying. Or was it Amanda? I think it was Amanda that she calmed down. There wasn't much this episode in terms of, you know, no guy stuck out from an MVP standpoint. So I'll just give it to Ashley for her performance in the challenge. And you can tell she's still ready to do something crazy.
Okay, Connor.
Okay, so MVP is Camilla because she went and reminded us that she's still a viable competitor. And maybe, again, this is me just associating myself with the older members of the house. I don't like when the new kids come in and get a little too uppity. So I appreciated Camilla keeping things in check. And my LVP is Wes. Because Wes, keep your shirt on, man. Nobody wants to see that shit. That was horrible dance moves. Put your shirt back on.
Yeah, I think for my LVP, I think we're all agreeing it's actually Brandon, but let's just rule Brandon out.
Okay.
Yeah.
My LVP is Nicole. You can't side with Nate. You can't say yes to Nate.
Yeah, okay. So my MVP, I mean, it's probably – you know, Camilla, for that reason, or you could even go, like you said, with Ashley. I'll go the easy way out, and it's kind of lame, but it's our guy, and he came through, and he had it all. TJ Lavin, MVP.
Yeah.
Hell of a line, the hug stuff even. There's even, like, a little speech he gives beforehand, like, I'm going to put it all on my blog tomorrow, the whole speech where he's just, like, tearing Brandon apart. That was one of his best lines. I'm happy he got to spit it today. And then LVP, yeah, I mean, I again, Brandon is like the automatic vote, like when Jordan was the automatic MVP, so we'll just give it to Nicole for her hooking up with a goddamn sewer rat right off the bat. Just awful stuff.
What if that's the best Nicole can do, though?
It's not.
It's not, yeah.
It's not. Our friend Jack is better than Nate.
No, I know that. No, he is. But I'm thinking, what if she just doesn't deserve much better than Nate? Like, what if she doesn't deserve Jack? I don't think she deserves the caliber of person that Jack is.
Yeah, but she can do like a normal visitor at her strip club. That's better than Nate, both personality, talent, everything like that. That's who she deserves.
She deserves at least like a Friday, like happy hour patron at her at her strip club. Not a Wednesday nighter. Not a Wednesday nighter for sure.
I got a quick strip club story if you guys want to hear it.
Sure, we got a couple minutes, so don't go crazy. We're running long right now.
But and it's just relevant because we got the summer coming up. There is a gentleman's club down the beach that is a BYOB place, and there was a Monday. This is years ago. A bunch of us were still at the beach, and nobody had work or anything. There was maybe like 7 or 8 of us, and we decided to get 2 30 packs and make a 5-gallon Gatorade jug of Skippies. Mm-hmm. And our plan that day was to go to the strip club and not leave until everything was drank. So that was the day I hung out at a strip club for 7 hours and hung out with strippers as they got off shift and started drinking with us. So I guess the reason I tell that is because that was floated as an idea of something to do this summer.
Connor, I'm going to need you to come up with a better strip club story.
Listen, Clem, there's other strip club stories. They're just not probably, you know, my father listens to this show.
I'm going to give you an ultimatum. I want by the – not this season. We're going to – no Rivals 3. Once Rivals 3 is over, after this summer's over, I want you to come back. I want a better story that's PG-13, so Papa Cons can listen, no problem at all. Right. That's what I want. So I need you to have like – it's like the perfect – like you're walking that line of rated R, but you never cross over. So that's what I need from you. I need it to be a great story. All right?
All right, I'll work on that.
But that, you know, we've all had Skippies after a day on the beach. It's a beautiful thing. Nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but at a strip club? You ever brought a 5-gallon Gatorade jug to a strip club?
I've never been to a BYO. I've been to one BYOB strip club.
Classy joints.
Classy joints. Yeah, exactly. Those are life material.
Oh, and it was during the day, too. So we had the JV squad working.
Yeah. And that's who, like, Nate is. He's basically a JV squatter. At yeah. That, you know, yeah. And not Nicole, who's, like, you know, A-plus bartender or, like, solid B-plus stripper. All right. So that wraps up the episode. Bobby, plug away. Give us your Twitter. Give us your – you got your new newsletter coming out for the College Hoops fans. Give us everything we need to know. You have the floor.
Take your time. Follow me at Barstool Reags.
R-E-A-G-S.
R-E-A-G-A-S. Yep. Follow my podcast, which is predominantly college hoops related, but we'll do obviously draft talk, Olympics talk with the games coming up this summer, which is at Storm the Court PC. We're on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, we're on the poor people device, Stitcher, whatever it is. We're on all those. I got a co-host from here on out, Terrence Payne, who used to write for NBC Sports and College Basketball Talk. So excited about that. Again, we'll be going pretty much weekly starting next week with the news today of everyone who's staying in the draft and leaving. So follow the show at Storm the Court PC. We'll tweet out on there a newsletter that we're doing every Friday. It's similar to what Brendan does with KFC Radio. Kind of have links for all the blogs, the podcasts of the week. Any other quick hitters, things like that. So sign up. It's free. All you got to do is click on it so it makes me look better and click on a link. Give me those page views. But, yeah, follow me at Barstool Reags, show at Storm the Court PC. Sign up for the newsletter. Read the newsletter. Thanks for having me on.
And the guy knows his stuff. He's funny. It's a Barstool guy. I mean, if you like hoops – obviously, he's a challenge guy. Anyone, like we said on the show a billion times, if you follow the challenge and can appreciate the humor, you are among the – you get comedy more than most. Yeah. So Briggs, cool guy, obviously. Loved having you on, man. Thanks. Connor, Memorial Day weekend. Is this Shore House? Is this Shore House here?
Shore House is ready to go. I'm heading down tomorrow night. Looking forward to the weekend. You know, I don't have much else to say beyond that. I just think it's going to be a good summer, as always. And Bobby, thanks for coming on. We appreciate having you. Appreciate your takes and your fandom. And I think it's safe to say you're part of the alliance. So it's good to know. It's good to know we can count on you, buddy.
For Connor's next long-winded rant, he's going to have your three weaknesses, your three strengths.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And your scouting report. But yeah, awesome. Cons, get working on that story. You know, hey, if you get the story the first weekend, you just hold on to it, you save it, and then for next season's podcast, we lead off with a hammer. Bring the 5-gallon jug of Skippies in there. You never know what could happen, right?
Absolutely, Clem, and now you've given me a goal for the summer, so thank you.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to the Snapchat. It's always interesting to see what Captain Cons is doing while I'm, like, nursing a baby to sleep with her bottle. Like, Cons is out there, you know, doing stupid shit with his buddies. I love it. So that ends the episode. Hopefully we get Avery back next week, or at least somebody that is not Are You the One? And as always, don't quit on us. We won't quit on you.